Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, man, I think still a long season. Still got time to win the division and set ourselves up to have a good season. I know we won in 5. Doesn't look good as far as picture-wise, but still got a lot of games left ahead of us. And like Coach said, we'll get some of our guys back. And, let's go see where we land.
It's Derrick Henry who says, hey, they're still hoping this season, even though they're 1-5 and it's ugly. And maybe he feels hopeful because Patrick Ricard is practicing, and so he'll have his fullback back. And Lamar Jackson, for the second straight day, is practicing, though the guys covering the team seem to think he's doing similar to what he did yesterday, though he did come out on time today. So likely to be limited on the injury report again. But Ricard, let's get to the known commodity. Having Ricard back, how much does that improve Derrick Henry's as far as his day?
Well, I think they have to be more consistent running the ball. Like, and what all goes into that and how much of that is Ricard, I don't know how to suss that out, but it has to be down in, down out, more impactful. It has to be better early in games so that they can fight and claw to get the volume in the run game that it really takes for them to keep their defense off the field and to win these football games. I think Ricard is a big deal. I also think the reality for this team, the roster isn't as good as people tried to tell you it was. The depth of the roster surely ain't that good. So the only way out of this is for their blue chip players to perform like blue chip players. And they've played, what, 6 games? I'd say in half of those games, Derrick Henry was not a blue chip performer for them. He's turning the ball over on first down. He can't win for you in the pass game. He's not great in pass protection. And his flaws got magnified by the way these games were going. So he needs to be better. And frankly, from a consistency standpoint, he needs to be markedly better. And the group around him needs to be better as well. And Lamar back, Ricard back, reshuffling the offensive line. All those things should help, but like we've talked in the past about the evolution of the offense and anybody could be the star on any given play. And, you know, is it going to be a Zay game? Is it going to be a Likely game? Is it going to be an Andrews game? Is it going to be a Bateman game? Here's the reality for them now. It needs to be a Lamar and Derrick Henry in the backfield game, like pretty much all the time, because given what DaCosta handed them on the offensive line, it ain't going to be many Bateman games. And the Zay games are going to be underneath and crossers and shallow stuff and death by a million paper cuts and yak. But it ain't going to be over the top. And Andrews is probably out of here in a couple weeks and likely hasn't looked like himself all year. So you're asking me about blueprints to success for them and what it needs to be. It needs to be Derrick Henry looking. It ain't going to be like last year because that's never coming back. You're never going to see that again. But it needs to be pretty close to what we saw against the Rams. And it frankly, as compromised as he is, and you said it, he's still not practicing full today. So he's compromised. Yeah. As compromised as it is, if you're trying to make the playoffs, it's probably going to require Lamar to use his legs more than we've seen to this point as well.
Yeah, I agree. And frankly, having Ricard back over Mitchell Zaire Payton, whatever the hell his name is, guy whiffing on blocks on key situations. Instead, you get the 300-pound fullback who lays waste to people if he's out there. So that should help. The line stinks. It has done them no favors. That's true. But assuming Lamar and Ricard are back, that should all help Derrick Henry. And obviously, you want things to be as, and they're never going to be ideal, but as close to ideal as possible. And having Lamar Jackson and Patrick Ricard on the field make things better for the running game.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's got to be a bell cow for them. He hasn't had the workload that we suspected in the first half of the season. And I do think if this isn't going well, then again, you're going to have to get running backs, and they've got a lot of them on the field who can help you win in the short passing game. The quick game is going to have to be Lamar's friend. And if teams do sell out and run blitz and take away some of these early down, you know, whether they be outside zone or pitch plays or power, whether if they take that stuff away from Henry or mitigate it, then yeah, they're going to have to course correct. But if this team's truly going to ever get to a point this year where they've won more games than they've lost, I have a hard time thinking they get there without Derrick Henry being a true bell cow feature back and someone who is getting the ball in his hands efficiently.
Yeah.
18 to 22 times a game.
Do you think they figured something out with that the zone runs that they were doing? Obviously, the Bears watch film too, so they're probably going to expect some of that to come, but it seems like they were able to unlock something against the Rams.
I don't know. I'm probably not. I
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, look, everybody knows that what these guys run, and did they emphasize certain things, and did maybe Rosengarten block it a little better than he had before? I guess, but I mean, if Ronnie Stanley's not Ronnie Stanley, or Ronnie Stanley in the second quarter of this game is, you know what I mean, walking off to the sidelines and no boom. I didn't say that. You did.
No, I did.
I just said, for whatever reason, if he's walking to the sidelines, or hobbled or whatever, being hauled off, then, no, I don't think they're going to be able to run outside zone and pitch plays to the left side of the field all that effectively. I don't think the off-tackle runs with Joe Noteboom are going to be particularly effective, whether it's Derrick Henry or Justice Hill, yeah, or whatever, or maybe the occasional speed burst from Keaton Mitchell. I think they need to figure out their offensive line before I'm willing to say that anything's truly sort of turned around or been fixed. And we'll see. I mean, look, Ronnie Stanley apparently practicing fully. That's a big deal.
Yes, yes. Lamar Jackson being on the field, assuming he's on the field, should help the read option, though, right? Like, if he's there, at least until they think he can't, he's not running, they're going to be preparing like he's going to run.
He can sell it. He can obviously play with the mesh point. How often is he keeping it? I don't know. Again, I think that's going to be part of the required assignment, mm-hmm, to get them out of this hole, but it might not make sense to some people involved in that for a whole bunch of different reasons. And there's a lot of people involved in calling those plays and adjusting those plays and blocking those plays and then ultimately deciding whose gut that ball actually goes in or stays in or whatever. So that'll be something that we'll obviously be monitoring closely on Sunday afternoon.
We got a big Thursday show, obviously. The World Series starts tomorrow. NBA is back. The NFL, Thursday Night Football time. So we got a lot going on in the world of sports and quite an interesting scandal in the NBA. We'll get to that in a little bit. But guest-wise on today's show, as the World Series begins tomorrow, we'll talk baseball with our friend Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. at 2:30. Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger joins us at 3. We'll get his thoughts on the potential return of Lamar Jackson. And our friend from DraftKings, Lucy Burge, at 4.
Yeah, Thursdays are always fun around here. Can't wait for the World Series to start. Obviously, MLB offseason, we've seen some interesting hires in some other places. We'll take Tony's temperature on all that. Baldy, yes, we will dig down on this Bears-Ravens matchup, but probably ask him a little bit about the Chargers tonight, how the other Harbaugh gets out of the hole they've dug. Always a lot going on this time of year in the NFL. We will take a closer look at this Bears defense and where it's vulnerable. Again, Derrick Henry should like what he's seeing on film and what he's seeing on the stat sheets. And the coordinators talk today.
Yeah, Monk.
Very interested for monkey business.
Yeah. Are we counting down monkey businesses again? Or we
no.
Because he's probably here to stay. Is that what we're thinking?
If they don't make the playoffs, I don't know that. If they didn't want to hire him before.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lamar's winning MVPs. I'm not sure they're going to hire him now.
So they're safe with Todd Monken, unless they decide to go in a different direction coaching-wise. Alas, Derrick Henry, the run game. Well, some of that depends on that Bears defense. And just how good is that Bears defense? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.